Slice of Heaven by Dave Dobbin is a song that transfers well to a cappella, as Doubtful Sounds director Brian Crump has found. Though working in a cappella sometimes means having to get each individual sound exactly right. The Doubtful Sounds started out as a way for various RNZ employees and presenters to have a musical outlet. In 2008, Crump attended a weekend retreat with some colleagues. There they found a mutual love of gospel music and choirs. Most local choirs practice in the evenings. Crump, as host of Night on RNZ, couldn't make those rehearsals, so it only seemed natural to start a new choir. Soon, the Doubtful Sounds grew into something more than just a different way for RNZ employees to use their voices. More people joined the choir from outside the radio station, including members of the National Choir. While that may lend them more notoriety, it's important to Crump and the other members that they don't lose the feeling of their choir.
But it's not the most serious choir, and I think that's the other thing. We don't want to sound like we're highbrow, serious singers. We are here first and foremost to have a bit of fun.
They achieve this partially through the songs they choose to perform. While it may have been gospel that inspired the inception of the Doubtful Sounds, they've explored several different music genres. Last year, Crump put together an original arrangement of the Batman theme song. It's about creating something they can enjoy and feel good about.
I mean, the main thing for us is bringing a bit of heart to it. That's I think, the modus operandi.
The heart and good feeling often spread beyond the choir as they've had the opportunity to work with other musical groups. While the Doubtful Sounds are often a cappella, they've gotten to perform with groups like the Capitol String Quartet Strung Out on an arrangement of Led Zeppelin's Cashmere, a song that requires some extra oomph, according to Crump.
I think you need to have instruments for that, because otherwise you've got too much of this. I mean, you can do that a bit, but you know.
Though where they can, the Doubtful Sounds try to stick to just voices.
The sound of voices on their own is pretty special. And it's just so immediate. No, there's nothing. We've all got voices. We all sing. We are all musical instruments. So all we have to do is sing and harmonize, and the magic happens. Don't need to tune up. Don't need to get anything out of any case. It's just there.
With this belief, the Doubtful Sounds will continue to enjoy working together, performing, and may even compete in the World Choir Games. For the Rundown, Catherine Rogers.